Well, welcome to Entertainment News for 2025. This is my first Entertainment News of the season, and I just want to say welcome back. Welcome back to SKST Radio Entertainment News, and man, I got a lot for you, so we're going to jump right into it. We're going to talk about some news. We're going to talk about what's going on in the communities. We're going to talk about updated movies, all kinds of cool stuff right here. SKST Radio. So let's dive right into it.
Well, hello, beautiful people. Welcome to SKST Radio Network Entertainment Buzz, your daily dose of glitz, glam, and a little bit of gossip. I'm Kami Grayson, and today we're diving into the headlines that have Hollywood buzzing. Buckle up, it's going to be a wild ride. First up, the stars are aligning for BBC's Celebrity Traitors. 19 famous faces, including Sir Stephen Fry and Tom Daly, are heading to the Scottish Highlands for deception and betrayal. Meanwhile, Spike Lee is holding tight to his courtside crown. The legendary director says he's not ready to pass the Knicks superfan torch to Timothée Chalamet just yet, and in Love and Touchdowns, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are redefining couple goals. Even celebrity therapist Esther Perel called their dynamic textbook Compersion Sympathetic Joy, folks. Now, let's talk about the elephant in the courtroom, Sean Diddy Combs. The music mogul is currently behind bars, and sources say he's traumatized, barely eating, convinced the guards are out to get him. His legal team argues his infamous freak-offs were just swingers lifestyle, but prosecutors aren't buying it. Sentencing is October 3rd. He could face up to 20 years. From bad boy to behind bars. We end with a heartfelt tribute to Ernesto Barajas, lead singer of Enigma Norteño, tragically shot dead in Mexico at just 38. Known for his powerful voice and passionate performances, he was beloved in regional Mexican music. Rest in rhythm, Ernesto. And that's a wrap on today's Entertainment Buzz. From castle conspiracies to courtroom drama, we've covered it all. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share the sparkle. I'm Kami Grayson. Keep your heels high, your standards higher, and your gossip the highest. We'll be back with sports news after these messages. Hey, sports fans, welcome to Sports Spotlight, where the turf meets the talk and the scoreboard never sleeps. I'm Kami Grayson, and today we're diving into the hottest headlines. The NFL preseason is heating up. Kansas City's got their eye on Texas Longhorns RB Quintrivion Wisner for 2026. With Pacheco injured, they need that burst and vision in the backfield. In Shanghai, Zhang Mingyang's fighting Johnny Walker at UFC Fight Night 257. His motivation? Everyone who beats Walker ends up wearing gold. Now let's talk America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. Micah Parsons is still holding out for that mega contract. Jerry Jones is playing hardball, but Parsons isn't backing down from his prime earning years. Javonte Williams looks like RB1, Miles Sanders might get cut, and they're eyeing Florida's Caleb Banks in the 2026 draft. That's 330 pounds of defensive beef. Quick hits, Yankees just smashed a franchise record with 9 homers in one game. Carlos Alcaraz is out of U.S. Open mixed doubles. That's a wrap on Sports Spotlight. From contract clashes to cage fights and cowboy love, we've covered it all. Stay sporty, stay spicy, and keep that game face on. Good day, sunshine. Welcome to Local Vibes, your coast-to-coast roundup of what's happening in your backyard and beyond. I'm Kami Grayson with SKST Radio Network, and today we're cruising from Virginia Beach to Oklahoma City with hurricanes, heroics, and heartbreaks. We've got Powerball winners, surf lagoons, and even some birthday candles to blow out. Let's roll. First up, Virginia Beach is bracing for Hurricane Erin. She's stirring up 10 to 12 foot waves and dangerous rip currents, so red flags are flying. But here's the cool part. If you can't swim in the ocean, check out the brand new Atlantic Park Surf Lagoon, pumping out 1,000 perfect waves per hour. It's North America's first wave garden. Erin might be moody, but Virginia Beach is still vibing. In Independence, Missouri, seniors are fighting back against scammers. The Palmer Center hosted its annual scamboree to teach fraud protection. One attendee said, "They want my number, I just hang up." That's the spirit. Dallas is buzzing. A $1 million Powerball ticket was claimed in Fort Worth, and the Cowboys, SKST's favorite team, are making headlines. Micah Parsons is still holding out for a contract extension. Jerry Jones says it's a team thing, but we say, pay the man. San Antonio faced a fiery scare when an industrial blaze near the airport threatened tanks of hydrochloric acid. Hazmat crews jumped in, and thankfully, no injuries. On the bright side, the city's proposed $4 billion budget includes major investments in affordable housing and homelessness support. Oklahoma City is showing pride with the Thunder's new City Edition uniforms, a tribute to Native heritage. That turtle emblem on the shorts, it symbolizes endurance and unity. Love that community spirit. Though there's some tension in Okemah with state officers deployed after police force drama. Quick fun fact, California is officially America's most fun state. Sorry, Rhode Island, and happy birthday to Usain Bolt turning 38, still the fastest man alive. That's your local vibes roundup. Keep spreading those good vibrations in your community. I'm Kami Grayson. Catch you next time. All right, y'all, before we wrap up today's news, let's end on something fun, because you know I love mixing business with a little bit of popcorn and plot twists. So I finally sat down to watch H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds, the new version starring none other than Ice Cube. Now listen, I'm a fan of the original. It's one of my all-time favorites. The suspense, the storytelling, the eerie silence before the chaos, classic. But this remake, let's just say, it didn't quite invade my heart the way the original did. Now, don't get me wrong. I gave it 3 stars. And honestly, that's only because I like Ice Cube. He's got that cool, commanding presence that makes you want to root for him even when the aliens are clearly winning. But the rest? Not so much. They tried to modernize it with all this flashy tech, drones, holograms, AI voiceovers. And instead of feeling futuristic, it felt kind of cheesy, like someone sprinkled TikTok filters over a sci-fi classic. I wanted tension, not touchscreen drama. Still, I respect the attempt. Re-imaging a legend like War of the Worlds is no easy feat, but for me, it didn't quite land. So what do you think? Did Ice Cube save the world, or just save the movie from total disaster? Drop your take in the comments below. I want to hear it. And as always, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to SKST Radio Network for more reviews, real talk, and all the stories that matter. Until next time, keep your eyes on the skies and your popcorn buttered.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed our entertainment news under 10 minutes. Okay. Until next week, right here, SKST Radio. Bye for now.